I think it was a mix of excitement and a sense of urgency to see how they were doing and to understand from them what happened and what they saw. For us at the World Health Organization and the team from the Ministry of Health and Medical Services, we were really focused on the condition of the survivors. We wanted to make sure that they were looked after and that they were protected. They had been at sea since January 18th, and we just wanted to make sure that they were looked after as soon as they arrived. So our team helped to make sure that they were transferred safely off the boat and taken immediately to the hospital for whatever care they needed, be it physical or emotional support.
And what care did they need?
Well, physically, they were generally in good condition. The Ministry of Health and Medical Services had actually sent a team of doctors and nurses out on the rescue boat. So when they were picked up from the fishing boat that initially picked them up out of the dinghy, they were provided medical care on board the rescue boat. So they had been receiving fluids and food and medical care for almost 6 days on the rescue boat. So they were in good condition physically. They were able to walk off the boat. But emotionally, it's been very difficult for them. Some of them seem to have lost family members in the accident. And it was just a traumatic experience dealing with the boat going down and then being lost at sea for a number of days. So the Ministry of Health and UNICEF and the World Health Organization are providing some support to the survivors and also to their family in terms of working through the emotional stress of the situation.
Did they speak to you? And if so, what did they say to you?
We spoke very briefly when we arrived at the hospital. We didn't speak at the port when they arrived. Our primary concern was just getting them out of this kind of stressful situation of the arrival. When we got to the hospital, our psychologist in the World Health Organization did a short session for them on what they might be feeling and experiencing as they return to their homes and communities. And we just welcomed them back, and some of them spoke to our colleagues and to Ministry of Health staff about what they saw and experienced. But we didn't really want to pry. We were trying very hard not to ask them the same questions over and over and force them to describe and relive that experience. The police were also present at the arrival of the boat and at the hospital. So we were focused on the care of the survivors while others were asking questions about what they saw and what they experienced.
So in the longer term, how does the World Health Organization team plan to help these survivors and, in fact, the wider community?
A number of the survivors have already gone home. Three of them went home from the hospital on the day they arrived. Their families took them back home. We are going to continue to offer psychosocial support to the survivors here in Tarawa, if they decide to stay here for a bit, and then remotely and back in Nonos. Our team is working with UNICEF to train some counselors who will go to Nonos to provide psychosocial support to the family and the communities that have been affected. And there's also a hotline number that's available to speak to a counselor at any time, which is being shared with the survivors and the families and the communities. So our immediate priority was the survivors, of course, and at the same time, we're now working to expand the availability of services and awareness of services for psychological support for the families and the communities in the north that are most affected.